إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead Him astray and whoever is led astray then there is no guide for Him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah He is alone and has no partners and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah from you, demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying. And every straying is in the fire. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to begin with Risala Sharh Sunnah by Al-Muzani rahimahullah. Imam Al-Muzani rahimahullah, his kunya is Abu Ibrahim. That's not you. His kunya is Abu Ibrahim, and his name is Ismail ibn Yahya ibn Ismail ibn Amr ibn Muslim Al-Muzani Al-Misri, or the Egyptian, the student of Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahumallah. He was born on the year that Al-Layth ibn Sa'id died, which is 175 Hijra, rahimahullah. He only had a few sheikhs, and the biggest and his most famous is Imam al-Shafi'i, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Idris, rahimahullah. He had his students, Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he says concerning the students of al-Imam al-Muzani, he says, many people from the east and the west narrated on him, showing that his students were so many, subhanallah, you can't even count them. The ulama, they praise him, rahimahullah, the Imam al-Muzani, with the likes of the statement of Ibn Yunus, he says, he is the companion of Imam al-Shafi'i. And he had good worship and virtues, and he was reliable in his narrations of the hadith. And no scholar would differ, no scholar from the scholars of fiqh would differ pertaining to him, or pertaining to his level of scholarship. And he was amongst those who were from amongst the Zuhad, or he was a Zahid in this world, meaning that he had really no need for this world, or he lived with little of everything, like a little food, a little clothing, a little bit of everything, like living the life of poverty by choice. He was from amongst the finest that Allah had created, and his virtues are too many. Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi, he says, pertaining to him, that he was a zahid, meaning he only took a little of this world, and he was a alim, or a scholar, and he was one of the strongest debaters, and he had a deep type of understanding, or he was knowledgeable of very intricate affairs. Amr ibn Uthman al-Makki, he says, I never saw anyone who had a lot of worship from amongst the people that I met in Mecca, or the people who lived in Mecca, or the people who had came to visit Mecca during the Hajj and the Umrah seasons, nor anybody in the Sham area in the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula, or any place in the Arabian Peninsula, or in Egypt, that was more serious in their worship of Allah than he was, Imam al-Muzani. And there was no one who was more consistent with his ibadah than him. And I never saw anyone who placed such a magnificence on this ilm, knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, or on the people of knowledge. And he was amongst the strongest people in keeping himself away from everything. And even in this case, and even the halal, meaning even the halal things, he wouldn't just indulge in them freely, but he would be moderate even with the halal things. And he used to say about himself, I am a character from the good character of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahumullah. I'm going to just start quoting from this book, inshallah ta'ala, that summarizes some of his virtues or about his life. And then we will move into the aqidah of Imam al-Muzani in his book, Sharh al-Sunnah, inshallah ta'ala. Abu Sa'id ibn Sukkari, he says, I saw al-Muzani and I didn't see anyone ever worship Allah as good as he did. Nor did I ever see anyone as sharp or precise and accurate as he was in his understanding of this deen or in the areas of fiqh. And Al-Abadi, he says that he was a zahid and a scholar and a debater. He had the finest speech in his debates and he had a pleasing way. I didn't know how to translate this, a pleasing way, or he had the methodology that was pleased by Allah. These are just words, for lack of better words on my part, these are words that the ulama used to show that a person's methodology was the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and the Tabi' Tabi'in and the scholars of this deen. This is the ulama, they praise people who have this strong methodology. And inshallah, the shaykh was using the words to refer to that. He says his statements are wise and his deeds were correct. Ibn Abdul Barr, he said that he was a strong fiqh scholar and a scholar in general. He had a strong position. He was well respected in his debates. He knows all of the ins and outs of presenting strong arguments in his debates. He had a very clear presentation. He was from amongst the foremost scholars of the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i and the statements of Imam al-Shafi'i by memorizing his madhab and perfecting it. And he has many books written on the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i that no one has reached his level in writing or defending the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, and the people are forced to follow him in madhab al-Shafi'i after Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. He was amongst the most knowledgeable people of the students of Imam al-Shafi'i when it came to debating, and he had the deepest understanding, and he was amongst the most intelligent, and his books were many and they were widespread. And many of them were smaller books that went all over the earth and the east and the west. He was a God-fearing man. He had taqwa. He had a good deen. And he was patient with the little that he had. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he says that he was the companion of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. And he was a fiqh scholar and amongst the most intelligent. He was reliable in his hadith. He had good ibadah and a lot of virtues. And he was from amongst the finest that Allah created. And he stayed close to the ribat, or preparation for the jihad, rahimahullah. Ibn Khaldun, he said, he is the imam of all of the Shafi'i scholars, and he knows best about the methodology of Imam al-Shafi'i and his fatwas, and he is the one who narrates on the authority of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Imam al-Dhahabi said he is the imam al-Allama, or he's like the highest level of a scholarship amongst the scholars. He is the fiqh scholar of this religion, and he is a sign in zuhud, or he is a sign or the example in leaving off the affairs of this dunya and turning to Allah Ta'ala. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said to him, you will indeed come across a time where you will be the most knowledgeable, or the person, you will be the most knowledgeable person of that time. And this was a praise of Imam al-Shafi'i for his student al-Muzani, rahimahullah. Imam al-Shafi'i also said about him, if he were to have a debate with Shaytan, he would have beat Shaytan in the debate, rahimahullah. Now, Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, he said about the Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah that he made a practice out of washing the dead, and he would use it as an act of worship and desiring the reward of Allah. And he used to say, I made it my habit to wash the dead in order to soften my heart, and then it became my normal practice. And he was the one who had washed and shrouded the body of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. And at the time he had the scholar with him, al-Rabi', rahimahullah. Ibn Abi Hatim, we had covered the aqidah of his father, and Abu Zur'a, from the narration of Ibn Abi Hatim. And he was amongst the scholars, and he says that Ismail ibn Yahya al-Muzani Abu Ibrahim al-Misri, he narrates on the authority of Imam al-Shafi'i and also on the authority of Ali ibn Ma'bad al-Misri, and I also narrated from al-Muzani, and he was suduq, or another word for reliable. And others of them are called mathiqa, or a term that shows a stronger or a higher level of reliability, rahimahullah. The one who's putting this book together, Jamal Azun, he says that Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah, his aqidah was salafiyya. He says his aqidah was salafiyya. Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah, at the time that he was dying, he gave a bit of advice to his biggest and finest student, Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah. And this is why most of the people, they called him the companion of Imam al-Shafi'i, because all he did was stick to his sheikh. And this is why he didn't really have any other sheikhs. He just hung on to Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah like glue. And this is why he was the biggest scholar of Imam al-Shafi'i, and always with him, even at the time of his death, or as we had just mentioned, after his death, washing the Imam rahimahullah. Here, it narrates on the authority of Abdullah ibn Shakir, on the authority of al-Muzani, he said, I entered upon Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i at the time that he was about to die. And I said to him, how do you find yourself this morning, Abu Abdullah? He said, I find myself leaving this world, this dunya. And I find myself leaving or departing from my brothers. And I find myself turning to Allah. And I find myself about to drink from the cup of death. And I find myself having to deal with the evil deeds that I performed. So I don't know if I'm going to Jannah. I don't know if my soul is going to Jannah or to the hellfire. SubhanAllah. So I said to him, O Abu Abdullah, may Allah show His mercy on you, please advise me. He said to me, I command you to fear Allah and to make the hereafter, or to have the hereafter in your heart, and to make in front of your eyes death as an image. And don't forget your standing before Allah Azza wa Jalla. And be fearful of Allah Ta'ala. And stay away from what Allah has made haram. And perform that which Allah has made compulsory. And be with the truth wherever it is. And don't ever belittle any of the favors of Allah upon you, even if they're only a few. And be thankful to the favors of Allah upon you. And make your being quiet, and make your silence thought. And make your speech dhikr. And make your looking a lesson. And pardon and overlook the one who has oppressed you. And keep good relations with the one who cut off relations with you. And be good to the one who is bad to you. And be patient with your ups and downs, and seek assistance in Allah from the hellfire by having taqwa. So I said to him, increase me, may Allah show His mercy on you, O Abu Abdullah. So he said, let your tongue be truthful. And let your promise, fulfillment of your promise, be a pillar for you. And let mercy be a fruit for you. And let thankfulness be a purification for you. And let the truth be your business. And let love be your beauty. And let the book be your intellect. Referring to the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And let obedience be your livelihood. And let being pleased be your trust. And let understanding be your insight. And let hope be your patience. And let fear be your jilbab, or your cloak, your clothing. And let sadaqah be your treasure. And let zakat be your fort. And let modesty be your amir. And let gentleness be your minister. And let reliance on Allah be your suit of armor. And let this world be your prison. And let poverty be your bed. And let the truth be your guide. And let Hajj and Jihad be your object of desire. And let the Quran be your speech. And let Allah be your friend. And whoever has this as his characteristic, then Jannah will be his final abode. This is from the good advice of Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah to his student, Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah. Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah, he said, al-Muzani, he will defend my madhab. And for a surety, as the ulama, they say that all of the ulama, they learnt. And the madhab of Imam al-Shafi'i spread everywhere because of Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah. That was the introduction to the Shaykh, the Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah. And now we want to begin, inshallah, with his aqidah. There's a long chain to the aqidah of Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah. I want to come to the end part of it, where Ali ibn Abdullah al-Halwani, he said, I was at Tarabulus. I don't know how you say that in English. Somebody know that city? Tarabulus. It's in, it's in the Jordan area. Tarabulus. I forgot. He said, I mentioned, me and some of my companions, we mentioned the Sunnah until we mentioned Abu Ibrahim al-Muzani rahimahullah. So some of our companions, they said, it has reached me that he used to speak about the Quran and he would stop at the Quran. And then someone else mentioned that he would say such and such. Until some other people came and they gathered with us. And then there was a big gathering as the people kept coming. So we wrote to him, Al-Muzani, a book that we wanted to learn from him. So he wrote to us Sharh Sunnah in the issues of Qadr and Irja. And we'll discuss that inshallah in the Quran and resurrection, one nushur and the scales and another. So he wrote to us. He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عصمنا الله وإياكم بالتقوى ووفقنا وإياكم لموافقة الهدى أما بعد فإنك أصلحك الله سألتني أن أوضح لك من السنة أمرا تصبر نفسك على تمسك به وتدرأ به عنك شبه الأقاويل وزيغ محدثات الضالين وقد شرحت لك منهاجا موضحا منيرا لم آل نفسي وإياك فيه نصحا بدأت فيه بحمد الله ذا الرشد والتسديد الحمد لله أحق من ذكر وأولى من شكر وعليه أثني الواحد الصمد الذي ليس له صاحبة ولا ولد جل على المثيل جل عن المثيل فلا شبيه له ولا عديل السميع البصير العليم الخبير المنيع الرفيع. The Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah, he says, may Allah save us and protect us and you all by taqwa. And may he give us the success and give you all the success to be guided with guidance. Amma ba'du. Indeed, you all, may Allah correct you and make you right. You have asked me to explain to you about the Sunnah some affairs. That you all should make yourselves patient with holding on to them, and that you would use them to keep away from you the doubtful statements or the deviance of those who have gone astray. And I have explained to you a methodology that is clear and lighted, and I haven't fell short for myself or for you in giving this nasiha. And I begin with praising Allah, the one of guidance and making things correct. Alhamdulillah, he has more right to be mentioned, and he is more worthy of being thanked. And to him, and he is the one I praise. He is Al-Wahid Al-Samad, or the one, and the one whom on the one whom all is in need of. He is the one who doesn't have any mate or any child, and he's too great to have anything compared to him. So there's no likeness to him and there's no equivalent. He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing and the all-knowing and the all-aware and the Most High and Al-Manir. And I didn't know what that meant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The Shaykh, he continues with his chapter Al-Ulu, or the highness of Allah Ta'ala, as he says, عَالَ عَلَىٰ عَرْشِهِ فِي مَجْدِهِ بِذَاتِهِ وَهُوَ دَانَ بِعِلْمِهِ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ أَحَاطَ أحاط علمه بالأمور وأنفذ في خلقه سابق المقدور وهو الجواد الغفور ويعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. جزاك الله خيرا. Imam al-Muzani rahimahullah, he says, Allah is high above his throne. In his majesty in person. Or he's high above his throne in person in a manner befitting his majesty. Or something like that. And his knowledge is close to his creation. And his knowledge encompasses all affairs. And he has executed in his creation that which was already decreed ahead of time. And he is Al-Jawad Al-Ghafur, or the generous and the forgiver. And he knows what the eyes do not see and what the hearts do not understand, or what is unknown from the minds of human beings. Al-Qadha Wal-Qadr. Jazakallahu Khair. The Shaykh, he says, فَالْخَلْقُ عَامِلُونَ بِسَابِقِ عِلْمِهِ وَالنَّافِذُونَ لِمَا خَلَقَهُمْ لَهُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ مِنَ الطَّاعَةِ نَفْعًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَى صَرْفِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ عَنْهَا دَفْعًا. In this chapter of Al-Qadha Wal-Qadr, or that which Allah has decreed, and his execution of what he had decreed, the Shaykh al-Muzni rahimahullah, he says, the creation does what has already been decreed they will do. And it is executed upon and they will do what they were created to do of the good and the bad. And they don't control for their own selves the type of obedience that would benefit them. Nor can they go away from the disobedience that will harm them. If there's any questions as we go along, as we'll just be reading as aqeed, inshallah ta'ala, you can stop me, inshallah ta'ala, and I can clarify at that point. The Shaykh, you know, as he's saying his aqeedah, he has like a kind of poetic way of his presentation if you kind of listen to it. So if you question me at the time, something doesn't sound clear, inshallah, then we'll cover it. Otherwise, we've covered quite a few aqidahs, and I won't know what isn't clarified or what isn't. And we said that we're going through many of these aqidahs in brief before we, inshallah ta'ala, stop at one of them, where we'll go back in a little more detail, inshallah ta'ala. Now. In these issues of qada and qadr, the Shaykh is saying that Allah has created your deeds. No. Allah has created your deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah created them and what they do. And he's saying that they will do what they were created to do of the good and the bad. No. What you were created to do of good deeds, you're going to do them. And what you were created of bad deeds, you're going to do those too. And that you don't have the control over your obedience to Allah to benefit you. Meaning, are you going to go to Jannah from just your own actions? It's going to be the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everybody's going to slip. So don't say like, no, me, I have control to be perfect without making any mistakes and only being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody has that type of control of his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, I have so much control, I will never ever slip into disobedience to Allah and his Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. I only obey Allah. His Messenger. No, that's the position of the angels. as we're going to cover inshallah ta'ala soon. And then the Shaykh is saying that no one can stay away from the sins that will harm him. Nah. Like somebody says, sins will lead me to the hellfire. Okay, I'm never going to commit a sin in my life. Nobody can say that. Nah. That he can get away. This is what the Shaykh is just using nice words to say what all of the ulama have been saying in their aqidahs and what we understand from the belief of the ayat, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam around these issues now. Yes.
What about which is dua, which is supplication to Allah, to find yourself sleeping more than you might sleep?
Now this is only just showing that right now all we're doing is showing that what Allah decreed will take place. That's it. Allah has decreed what will take place 50,000 years before creation, and is going to take place. Like it who likes it, don't like it who don't like it. Nobody has the strength to stop whatever Allah has decreed will take place. And Allah had decreed your actions would take place. The good of them and the bad of them. That which is obedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and that which is disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has already decreed everything that would take place. What we have to do is work hard. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith, اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلٌّ مُيَسِّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. I command you all to work hard, because everybody will do what he's been created to do. If you see yourself slipping, doing the deeds of the people of the hellfire, you better start worrying and changing up. Because when you see yourself acting and doing the deeds of the people of the hellfire, maybe you're going to be one of those ones who Allah decreed to be in the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So when you see yourself doing that, you know that the people of the hellfire are going to have actions that are befitting of the people of the hellfire. And the people of Jannah are going to have actions and deeds befitting of the people of Jannah. When you look at yourself, what do your deeds look like? Do they look like the people of Jannah, or do they look like the people of the hellfire? If they look like the people of the hellfire, start staying away from that. And if they look like the people of Jannah, keep working hard, because Jannah is degrees. Nah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Al-Malaika, or the angels. The Shaykh Al-Muzni, rahimahullah, he says, خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِمَشِيئَتِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ كَانَتْ بِهِ فَخَلَقَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ جَمِيعًا لِطَاعَتِهِ وَجَبَّلَهُمْ عَلَى عِبَادَتِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِقُدْرَتِهِ لِلْعَرْشِ حَامِلُونَ وطائفة منهم حول عرشه يسبحون وآخرون بحمده يقدسون واصطفى منهم رسلا إلى رسله وبعض مدبرون لأمره. الله أكبر. الله لا حول ولا قوة. The Shaykh al-Muzni rahimahullah, he says in this chapter of the angels, he says, he created creation by his will and he had no need for it. And he created all of the angels to be obedient to him. And he made it natural for them to worship him, for lack of better words. Or he forced them to make their way worship of him. And from amongst the angels are those who have the ability to carry the throne. And from a group of the angels, they are around the throne making tasbih, or saying subhanallah. And others of them are praising him and glorifying him. And he has chosen others of the angels to be messengers to his messengers. And he has chosen some of them to control his affairs, or to handle his affairs. I think we'll just take one more section, inshallah, and then we'll end there. Adam alayhi salam. ثم خلق آدم بيده وأسكنه جنته وأقبل وقبل ذلك للعرض خلقه ونهاه عن شجرة قد نفى قضاؤه عليه بأكلها ثم ابتلاه بما نهاه عنه منها ثم سلط عليه عدوه فأغواه عليها وجعل أكله لها إلى الأرض سببا فما وجد إلى ترك أكلها سبيلا ولا عنه لها مذهبا. The Shaykh al-Muzni rahimahullah, he says, and then he created Adam with his hand, and he made him live in Jannah, and before that he created the earth for Adam, and he prohibited him from the tree. And he prohibited him from the tree that it was already decreed that he would eat from it. Jazakallah. It's right here in front of my face. And then he was tested with that which he was prohibited from. And then his enemy was given authority over him. So he led him astray. And he made the eating of Adam a reason for putting him on earth. And he didn't have any way to get away from eating from that tree. And he had no other way to go except that way, or something like that. No. This is the end of what we'll present today. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I thought that I would be able to handle the short aqidah of Imam al-Muzni rahimahullah in one day, but I think we got off to a little start. I was running a little late for Maghrib, and we had an announcement after the Salat. So, inshallah, I guess next week, inshallah, we'll just maybe just start right at the beginning, and then we'll just read the aqidah from Imam al-Muzni in its entirety, inshallah ta'ala. I just wanted to say something, inshallah, and this was, and I remember, from the advice of my Sheikh Abdul Razak al-Abbad al-Badr, who was just with us the other day, day before yesterday. He said, there are different ways to say the same thing. He said, yes, there are different ways to say the same thing. He said, no, this is advice that you read three different books on the same subject until you understand the subject. Because if the same thing is said one way, maybe you don't understand it. If it's phrased another way, maybe you might. And if it's phrased another way, then you say, oh, now I see. So in the reading of the different aqidahs of the imams, all of the aqidah is the same. All of the aqidahs are the same. But sometimes the different wordings, some of the wordings make some points clearer to you than other aqidahs. So maybe the aqidah of Imam al-Muzni makes points clearer to you than the aqidah of Abdul Ghani al-Makhdasi, for example. Or the aqidah of Abu Bakr ibn Abi Dawood might make things clearer than the aqidah of Sufyan al-Thawri, or like that. You know, but the covering of different aqidahs, which are basically saying the same points, eventually those points, you begin to understand them and know them, and you're able to express them in a way that might benefit you in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. One of the other ways also to benefit yourselves from the aqidahs is to stick to one aqidah and just memorize it inside and out, upside and down, backwards and forth, sleep or awake. And then you have something that you can hold on to, that you know and you understand, and you can be correct, inshallah ta'ala, in your deen in this world, and it will benefit you in the hereafter. That's another way, inshallah ta'ala, to keep what you understand from this aqidah, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nah, I don't know if there are any other questions left on Muzni rahimahullah, or the parts of his aqidah that were already mentioned. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillah.